Where's Mr. Mazar?
He's coming, sir.
Hi, how are you? You've got a hold of Hagan, if you've got a hold of him. You've got a hold of Colonel Hagan.
Yes, sir.
I just know, as soon as that thing from Mrs. Woods comes, bring it right in, so I got to clear it before tonight's meeting.
Yes, sir.
Well, you were over there, Tim.
Yes. We were talking about your response to this Senate vote, postpone this thing. I think you did that.
We have been in the things for me, but we're very...
We're in position.
These guys have the best poker, they kick the hell out of us, and smears all the time.
Well, I think we can kind of turn this side on back to you.
Oh.
I think we can force out of that committee, or get it out ourselves. We need to get this to the student, and allow it to go.
You think we can?
I have very loud and much that. Usually for his honeymoon.
Yes.
Usually for his honeymoon. Apparently, he's some story that he's put back in a safe now. To pay back. So, I think if we
just bring it over here.
If we can get this out, we can raise enough storm about it.
No, we'll do that. So just a minute. Just wait. Garment say some darn thing.
No, sir. went out there. Was I went up first and told him, now look, Dash and Tom, I said, you're making, the numbers are making the back door approach. And you can tell your mothers, forget it.
Good.
We're not going to play that game.
You sure you get that out of the press?
Yes. We're going to tell them that today.
We've got to.
They made an approach to in a way to Rose. Mari Liebman called in about this from Chicago. And after the second one, I went up to see Thompson and told him face to face that Doug Parker would be.
That's good. Well, this is one of those things. We have to take an extra credit. This will come to us.
And we'll have a number of leads this week. But if we can get this money story out, I think that's the best way to get it off. We've got people all lined up to go out.
They weren't as confident about it.
They weren't as confident about it. because that's the impression I get from Tom Thompson. And was very concerned about him. You know, worked hard on this case. Whatever they told him, they decided they'd have to hear an executive session again before they put him out in public. And they just showed a degree of caution about what was going on in public. It is not characteristic.
What's that?
They showed a degree of caution about what was going on in public.
Well, they didn't bring it out in court and arrest without getting it
wrong. And Urban, it just has no noble motivation.
Oh, God, no.
I mean,
no way. He wouldn't want to help his son.
No, sir. And I cannot believe that Urban did this because he was afraid of damaging his son.
Oh.
And to Adam.
He was afraid of damaging his case.
And you know, if I were on the one hand committee,
you think probably he might have thought, no, damaging his son, the rest of them might have thought that, or that maybe he even took a big start with it, but didn't want to have his son up to override it.
I can think that that would play a part in. At the same time, if I were handling that committee staff and lining up these hearings, and my star witness suddenly came in and got off Watergate and admitted he'd stolen campaign money, I think I'd almost be ready to fold up the shop. Now, it's an entirely different tenor of morality than has been involved
in
this whole thing.
It's the kind of issue that is Harlow would say has led to the other government.
That's right. I mean, this just puts him out in a separate category.
He says he put it back in the safe.
It's hard to get precise.
Oh, but he did it.
He said he's put it up, you know. He claims to have repaid it by putting it in the safe. I don't know what, sir.
He's a prisoner.
And, of course, at all times, this was a thing that was shortly after the Now, Frank, you think if the man took 4,000, probably took more. And of course, the possibility goes up to 40,000.
He lives pretty hard.
Yes, sir, he has. We checked that. He's got a Porsche. Purple one. Which is a very expensive automobile. He has not one yet. Everybody's talking about his $70,000 townhouse. He's bought two townhouses. He bought another one last fall. November or December, bought another house. And I'm having my son go over to take the court records tomorrow. Works for a law firm out in Virginia. Checks titles.
Realtors.
Yeah. He checks titles for a law firm. I'm going to have to go down and examine the records. Why do you suspect that he's getting it? So we'll end this now. He lives high. Of course, he does got some of his money from his family.
Has
heard
it. Yeah. Well,
we also want to check the divorce suit and see how much y'all want to say. He couldn't have too much money. He's too interested in getting that last paycheck in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We raised a big storm about that, so he must be fine.
We're trying, you know. We're likely to get a break sometime.
Well, I think the money is a real break. Really, that's a big question.
I just thought about that.
Well, when we got to talking to the different people around here, going back over the testimony and tracing this phone, it was a complicated matter. I filed in for 350. They gave Colson 22. Well, it turns out that Colson didn't spend the whole 22. We hadn't been aware of that until early last week. When Dick Howard said, oh no, you know, Stans testified, he returned the whole 22 to Dean at Dean's request. To make it whole, to make the 350 whole. Well, then Howard came in to see us, Dick Howard, and he says, oh, something must be wrong here. Because I gave Dean back two packages of money that we didn't spend for those advertisements out of 22. Plan 5 ads, we only spent for 2. And I don't know precisely how much it is, but Baruti's advertising firm returned. So then I went back to the Baruti firm and I said, how much did you give back? back. And Howard said he offered it to Strong, but Strong said, well, you know, I don't know whether I should put this money back there. Let's ask Dean. And Dean said, he'll take it. I'll take it to take care of it. So we gave him the two of them. Well, then Strong was in a big contest as to whether nobody's found out from Strong yet. Well, he doesn't remember getting the 22 back that Dean got from Sam. So,
the committee asked
22
him.
Was, the committee has not asked Strong yet.
But they asked Dean.
They have asked him all about it. And I, as I say, all the details I've got so far, he admitted to 4,000. Francis says the rest of it went to pay off these people. Now, the question is to run down these people and see if they really got so-called defendants in the work he was trying to see what the business, for instance, would have been getting. But once he admits to 4,000, all you got to do is run through the question. People all over the world think he took it off. They'll never believe he did. I think we've got a real firm wage in this.
I'd like to possibly put it, but not wait a little bit longer. Get it out this week.
So weeks. We need to get that out tonight, and I think we'll have it out
tonight.
I'm going to talk to the committee tonight. I'm going to talk to Thompson today.
Are you?
Yes, sir. I'm going to demand that they make it one once and for all whether or not you can just be a month.
You going to ask them that?
Yes, sir. Just point blank. And I'm going to tell them if they don't, I'm going to tell the reporters to go ask them. I'm not going to tell them myself, but I'm going to see the reporters to go ask them.
Right.
Did he or did he not steal the money? Because that puts another whole complexion as it looks now in drawing. Situation that his testimony was going to be so hard against the president, they called it off.
Yeah.
Is that what they heard?
Saying?
No, sir, but that's the innuendo they'll draw from it.
Yeah.
But then if they found out that
could be Saturday, around.
On Saturday,
could be that they just don't want
money.
It could be that they don't figure it so hard.
That's right.
Urban wouldn't call it off if it was hard against the president.
Not after all he's done. Even Thompson says Urban is the most partisan. Man, everything he does.
You see, my point is that they thought it was, on my own guess, that they would call it off not because of the strong expression, because they were afraid that it was not too as hard enough, considering what we had to do. They'd go in a minute, but they thought they always labored, they thought they had to go far. They want to have their own free shot next week, huh? When they're putting off next Monday.
They said they just postponed appearance for a week. I don't know if that means Monday or Tuesday. We haven't been able to find out with them today. Now, they're still questioning in executive session and we're not at my office. I
don't worry about it.
But Thompson has just not sold on being at this point. But I've walked through the whole thing with him and he has received great income.
Tell me this, can't we get a hold of some way either through thievery or, I mean, like Prescott stuff, of Dean's favor?
We have tried. What he is
doing, well.
What he is doing is selecting out pieces to give to the president. The committee doesn't have it. Bill Thompson and I were on the phone just a minute ago before I came over here, both of us. We've gone directly to them, and they said they haven't had it. We have Prescott go to them, and member of the parent committee, of the select committee, demanded. They might lie to us, but I doubt it did.
What are they putting? What's he putting out? This and that, the other thing.
Put out a piece to the news that they news that Harlan was the one who directed the tap on the Brian's phone, and that the whole Watergate operation was Colson.
Is that being a Colson?
That's
not very smart.
It's not very smart because Chuck's all set. We had it all arranged. Chuck was going out tomorrow afternoon at the press conference, just cutting the ribbons, and he saved back some stuff. And Chuck saved back some stuff to take care of things.
Well, I'm sure that Chuck, he's capable of directing, but I'm sure he didn't, or he would get out such a limb.
And he's gone way out. He's, he has good programs on television. I agree with
him. I heard that already. Cut him up pretty good.
And he did a good job. Some of his stories I think too well done. I told him so. There's nothing wrong with him.
Oh,
that's
right. Good for it.
Gamesmanship, all of what if we can have done. Our one best bet is to wash out this money business. And then I think they're going to have to make a custom
item.
I do not believe members of those committees will vote. Members of that committee can politically afford to go on television and appear sympathetic to a man who plays fingers in the theater. Then a lot of things, but that's something people understand. You know, that's not something that happens often in the political realm.
You can't put it out of Folsom.
You know, we've talked to this. Chuck assures me that it's already out this afternoon, but I'm not sure it is, so I want to make work to make sure.
That's right. Well,
it's depending on Shapiro, and sometimes Shapiro doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we were all prepared for on tomorrow, now you got to wait with it.
Yes, sir. Back and forth. Behind the scenes.
What about the discredited shooting start now under the circumstances?
If we can
get they put him off for a week, I think Ziegler has this idea that we should make him modern. I think he's moved too far off there.
Mr. President, we don't think we've got a person to do
it. But once we get the money out,
even the president. As long as he appeared to have just been a part of everybody else they had up his tool. And now they can say he's the one that's coming forward to tell the whole truth.
Yeah.
But when he goes beyond and steals for his own benefit, I just don't believe they can come out and make it through.
I don't know.
A good crook.
What?
They can't afford to make it to roll out of a two-bit group.
You don't think so? I wouldn't think so, but you know, we have a curious mentality here spread among those who support the left. They don't care.
But Mr. President, we can get our own people out of this one. You know, this is the kind of thing that we can get our own
really?
People out.
Yeah. Maybe even Baker.
I don't see how Baker can even sit still on this one. Just have to break loose. You know.
That's a good bit of detective work on your part, the fellows. Glad you did it
all work out.
Yeah. Now you're going to keep right at it.
Yes.
When I'm right on top of the front desk, it would be very interesting what he said. What do you think we'll see?
It'll be.
Depends on what he
when they get through. He has asked, I've got to excuse myself, he's asked us for copies of this list we gave on the problem. So I'm going to personally carry it up and talk to him about the protective order that the extent any of us are bound by the protective order, he's got to buy it to get a receipt. So it says, he's asked us to bring it up.
Well, maybe you just well hit the damn thing. It isn't. I'd rather have it now. But we'll get this thing out of the way of being legal. When it leaks out, there's less to say.
Well, we're going to do our best to fit that whole state.
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to ask for orders. But I don't know what I meant was the press has for you. We must have friendly press guys. They got the
yes.
They go offering money. Yes. Give some money for it. You know what I mean?
That's what the price running if we can get it.
These guys are perfectly legitimate way.
We can get our hands on it. said to me, they said that to Michael Russell, Dan Russell, got me the phone, and he's on the judiciary committee with his parents.
The answer is probably yes. Don't be worried about it.
Where was it?
Well, we've got to see what they leak out of our executive session that we have for now. What are you guessing when you go to that?
I don't know. Don't think there's much to do, they can't leak. Then he's already said about the million dollars.
Yeah.
So, what is there to say after? Although, quite frankly, the closer we get to the hearings, the narrower the leaks are.
Are they?
Yes.
How do you mean for that? The thing you predicted was.
Yes, sir. He's
retrenching.
Think so? Well, the stories leaked out of the weekend. This long thing about from the clues he saw and from a conversation with Crow, he perceived that you knew all about the cover-up, and that's why you were talking to him directly about executive privilege. You know, well, if he falls back on that kind of thing, I mean, that gets very, very weak.
Dick Moore is a pretty good witness there, and so, you know what I mean?
Yes. I just got a call through the thing slashing very hard on his big motor. Gosh, I think he can't do it well.
Gosh. I wonder why.
He's got to discredit more than one testifies.
Slashes more?
Yes, sir. He sees his own interest throughout this thing. He's got to try to implicate more in order to try to discredit his testimony. I don't think you'll miss much of anybody. Peter Stefanich. He'll have something. I don't have heard anything, but I'm satisfied he will have something to say about people.
Yes, I agree. He'll try to drag him down. But Peter's a good interview.
And Pat Gray, you know, came out today and labeled him as a lie.
Did he?
Yes. Well, he said that all through the fall, he represented himself positively to be working directly with you.
And reporting to me.
Yes. And reporting personally.
Gray said it was a lie.
And Gray said that's what he reported, and now it turns out he gave the schedule of meetings. He saw you personally once, another ceremonial. He gave you the whole period
once in
Rocky.
So
he's going to have to try to
slash every more. That's a curious thing.